This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Wednesday morning. The Yankees not dead yet. A fun night for the Yankee fan at Yankee Stadium last night. And it sort of felt like the way I felt in Game 5 at least. And they got more work to do. But at least they, for in the NLCS, at least they gave their fans, you know, one look at what it was like to be a good team in a World Series at home. Even if they lose tonight, it's going to be a huge disappointment in the series, and losing in five to the Dodgers is not good, but you wanted to see the Yankees show up in one of these games, for God's sakes, and they did, and they did it with guys from the bottom of the lineup. And Anthony Volpe with the grand slam, tremendous. Austin Wells hitting the hell out of the baseball, so that was all good to see. Gets to the Dodgers bullpen game, and now you got Gerrit Cole to try to keep this thing going in a game five. And you also had the two Goombas out in right field. The grabbing Goombas, the Goomba grabbers that got this whole thing started. Everybody's got to have a mascot. Everybody's got to have something. And the 2024 New York Yankees now have the Goomba grabbers. And the main guy, Austin Capabianco, who I think was the catalyst for this win last night. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. You know, when I saw Austin do what he did to Mookie Betts, I thought initially, I said, is that Sean Marash? That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I could not believe, the first and foremost, it's hilarious. You can look at it any which way you want. I was just happy that Mookie Betts didn't get hurt.
Yeah, of course.
You
know, that would have
been
a problem.
That's the most important thing. And then Mookie, after the game, basically just said, it doesn't matter. We lost. He's fine. I'm fine. I didn't get hurt. It's all good. You know, Mookie was swearing back at Austin and his buddies. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is where social media, in my eyes, is either like spot on or just absolutely tears into somebody. Mm-hmm. And every anti-Yankee fan out there that is on social media just ripped Austin a new one. I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, like, he looked ridiculous. And you couldn't have got, like you said, Goomba, whatever that is. But it's whatever the stereotypical Yankee fan is, that's that guy.
Oh, yeah.
There he is. And he doesn't even have a Yankee hat on, but he's got a road jersey on that he probably got from somebody. He's ripping the ball out of his hands. The other guy's holding on to Mookie Betts' other hand. I mean, it's asinine. But, you know, it is what it is, and the Yankees ended up winning.
Like, if you asked AI, make me the Goomba Yankee fan, they would pop that Austin Capabianco right out.
Or Sean Marash.
Well, yeah, but this guy's also got, you know, the Italian last name, which is perfect. And he's from Connecticut. I was hoping he was from Staten Island, because that really would have been...
Or the Bronx.
Yeah, but I mean, the Staten Island Italian Yankee fan is the one that I needed him to be. But,
oh, man.
I mean,
it was ridiculous last night. And then immediately, I mean, I don't know how many views or memes there are of Austin now. You have had your 15 minutes of fame, but man, he is getting blowtorched.
Yeah, and so they got thrown out last night. They are season ticket holders. They're allowed back tonight. I'm sure that guy has called this radio station before. I can guarantee you he's called up and ripped Brian Cashman. I hope he calls today. But here were some quotes that he gave to ESPN last night. He said that him and the other guy, Peter, often discuss this exact scenario. If a foul ball comes their way,
premeditated,
they're going to do what they can to help their team. Quote, we always joke about the ball in our area, Capabianco said at a local bar after the game. We're not going to go out of our way to attack, but if it's in our area, we're going to D up.
See, this is the way the Yankee player has to react. I mean, this the fan reacted like the players need, and ultimately did react, but... you know, it's kind of interesting because
I felt... We're D-up!
I mean, so the ball is actually in the stands when Mookie catches it, right?
Yeah, but they ended up calling interference on it anyway.
Well, I mean, they called interference on it, but I mean, once the ball is over that wall, the fan can really do whatever they want. It's when the fan reaches out into the...
That's what I believed it to be.
Right?
But
I don't know.
I mean, this was obviously way too much.
Yeah, I mean, Mookie caught the ball. We all saw Mookie caught the ball. It was an out. It was a great play by Mookie, by the way.
Right. And then the guys just say, this is our area. This is our area. It's unbelievable. But the face on the Austin Capobianco when the ball comes out and he's like looking at it in slow motion, he's like... Oh, it's just unbelievable. But
look at him. I mean, it's just, it's got Sean Marash written all over it.
No, of course. It's the same. His hat's a little sideways. I mean, he's obviously
chunky,
overweight, the whole thing. I mean, Sean wouldn't do that, though. I don't think Sean would do that. But, I mean, you get an intense Yankee fan with some alcohol in him. His team's down 3-0. He's been in those seats the entire year.
And his team is down 2-0 at the moment.
Exactly. I mean, so they did it. Now,
as Freddie Freeman goes yard again.
Now, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There is no doubt about it. So I heard in the first segment this morning, Al and Jerry talking about this, and Jerry just absolutely hates the idea of these guys getting any attention. But I agree with Al that if the Yankees somehow pull off this miracle and win this World Series, that those guys will be on a parade float. There is no doubt.
Those guys will be
celebrated like you would not believe. And Jerry can say, these morons, who cares? They should be thrown out. If the Yankees pull off a miracle and win this World Series, those guys, they might be in Monument Park.
I have to say to you that, because it'll be something that nobody's ever done. But here's the thing that I'm looking at this guy, and I'm just saying to myself, man, I don't know if Yankee fans were cringing over it or they were happy to see it.
Well, I think
it
depends on who you are, what age you are. You know, it's the same thing as everything else, like how you perceive these things. I mean, that's something that, like, I'll admit maybe if I was 22 years old, I don't think I've been that aggressive. I might have said something or tried to, like, hit the glove or something. Like, I would have maybe at 22. This guy's 38. You know, like, he's pushing 40. It seems like a little bit too much of an adult to be pulling off something like that. But for me, it was pure entertainment. Like, it just
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it actually...
You grow up in this area. You pay attention to people around here. You watch Yankee games. You know Yankee fans. You watch that. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can see it any other way. It's hilarious.
I immediately, obviously, opened up X.
Yeah.
And just... the flood of stuff coming in. I mean, that was worth the price of admission, if you ask me. Just, I mean, I was like distracted from the game, just reading all the X-posts.
Oh, no, of course, I know.
It was hilarious.
I mean, it was, yeah.
I mean, look, I hate the fact that it happened like that, and I'm just glad that Mookie Betts didn't get hurt, but I just sat there and said, I can't believe this guy just did this. I mean, it wasn't like he tried to hit the glove or anything. I mean, he was grabbing the glove and trying to pry that ball out of
it. And he got it out.
He got it out. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was he thinking that maybe, just maybe, that, you know, Glaber would have retained, you know, would have been able to go back to that or not?
No, I mean, I think he's like, you know, the way that they're thinking is if he comes over the stand.
Hey,
like,
this is my spot. Pointing to the top.
Yelling at Mookie Betts. Yeah, I mean, hey, they think they have an effect on the game. You know, and if he actually was, like, way over into the stands and they knocked it out, then, yeah, it's not fan interference because he's in the stands. But I think the way they looked at it was it was still in the field of play in their eyes. It was very close. It was very close.
It's hilarious. The more you watch it, I know... Don't find this to be funny. I find it to be hilarious.
No, I mean, it is just because of
where
the
we
stereotypical
are.
Stereotypical yes. Yankee fan. Like, it just, and we know that person.
Those are
our people, by the way. Those are the people who listen to this radio station. Those people that call this radio station. These are the people that, you know, Austin Capabianco's, there's going to be, you know, 1,000 of them at Boomer and Geo Live cheering for us. Like, those are our people. Whether we like it or not, those are our people.
So, for all the Yankee fans that work here that we know, let's put Sean Marash in there, Chris McGonagall in there.
McGonagall.
Let's put Keith McPherson in there, who's the biggest cheerleader of all time.
Yeah. BT.
And those four guys sitting in those seats, are they doing that?
No.
You sure?
No, because they're...
I'm thinking that Keith McPherson would do it.
No.
Anything for his team to win, man.
I understand that, but I feel like, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, Keith goes in, he'll have a press pass. I think the job is too important to them.
He could be there Instagramming the whole thing live.
Yeah, I just don't think so. Like, you don't want that call from the architect. What are you doing? You know, like,
I think the architect would say, keep doing it, because it raises your profile.
Yeah, but there's two sides of that. So it raises the profile, but we're partners with the Yankees. And if the Yankees are mad that happened and made them look bad, then that would override the, hey, you made yourself more important as a talk show host.
Well,
it'd be a curious thing. I'd want to see how that would be reacted.
I would just say that, you know, this guy, Austin Capabianco.
Capabianco. And you know what that means in Italian? White head.
Shoot a white guy.
White head.
All right. Capabianco.
Yeah. Capabianco. White head.
Okay. All right. I was just going to say, no, I was thinking that, you know, the Yankees are letting these guys come back to tonight's game. I'm wondering, are they going back to tonight's game, and will Fox show? Actually, he looked like a little, like, Fat Joe in the stands.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's like a Fat Joe guy in the stands.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got to be a Fat Joe listener.
Maybe.
Got to be.
Maybe not, but 38-year-old Austin Capabianco and his other buddy there. So, yeah, I guess they're, you know, and if these were Dodger fans and they did that to a Yankee, there's no way that they would be allowed back. But the fact that they did it to a Dodger and their season ticket holders are going to be allowed back. But just, like, do they do it again if there's another situation like that? Do they do it again? They can't. Because I think that the Yankees are like, hey, we'll let you back. But if you do something like this again, you're done forever.
So you think they've been warned?
Yeah.
Now the question is, are they going back to tonight's game 5, right? And are they going to be sitting in, I'm assuming they're sitting in the same spot. And will Fox show them? They have to, right?
Yeah.
Show them.
TV networks are funny that way. Like, sometimes they don't want to give the credit to somebody who's making a fool of themselves, and sometimes they overdo it. So
it is a story.
I agree. I mean, if I'm producing the game, I'm all over that. I mean, I'm watching those guys. I send Ken Rosenthal's ass and his bow tie out there and start interviewing him. me producing that game,
they might beat him up. So yeah,
I would do. But
you know, send A-Rod out there.
Yeah,
have A-Rod sit with them during the game or something,
or Jeter. Yeah.
I don't think Jeter would do it. I think A-Rod would do it. Or put Big Poppy next to those guys.
Oh, my goodness. That would be tremendous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.